There's no business like show business. It is my pleasure to welcome back into our studios Mark Medoff, director and playwright and many other talents, and Jessica Medoff, who is performing in the lead in Annie Get Your Gun next week. Mark Medoff is directing, and Mark Womack, who was here last year as well as part of the musical Carousel. Welcome to you all to KRWG.
Thank you
very much.
Great to have you here. Mark Medoff, let's start with you. Tell us about this production of Annie Get Your Gun and why you chose it.
I chose it because at age six, my parents took me from Southern Illinois to Chicago to see a musical called Annie Get Your Gun. And it had an indelible effect on me. And during intermission, my dad took me down to show me that there are all these musicians you couldn't see down in this thing called a pit, and it looked like a pit. And the drummer was the only person there at intermission, and he let me bang on his drum.
And that was it, the stage bug.
Since then, I've wanted to do this musical. So after we did Carousel last year, the group of us, we had a great time together. So Lonnie and I were trying to think of something else we could do with Mark.
Let me just say that's Lonnie Klein, the artistic director of the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra.
And so we're doing it. We're doing a version of it that was updated in 1999. One of the songs called I'm an Indian Too was cut out of the show because it was considered politically incorrect in the halcyon days of political incorrectness. So I have rewritten the lyrics of that song using real Native American people, and we're going to do it as part of a pre-show that I'm not going to tell anybody about, but from the time the doors open, there will be activity on stage up to the point where my daughter, Deborah, who's now executive director of the symphony, comes out and welcomes the audience. And then the show starts with Mark coming in down the aisle as Frank Butler singing the song you just played on the radio.
Because indeed, as we said, there's no business like show business. Okay, so this time, unlike last year, you haven't done any personal updates other than that you're putting back this song with new lyrics.
There's a little surprise or two.
Okay. That's the director's prerogative. All right, Mark Womack, since you've already talked about his character as Frank Butler, right. Tell us about this character. Tell us a little bit about the story. This is about Annie Oakley, one of the famous sharpshooters of her time. In fact, I have to just tell you this. The very first summer I was hosting a music show on KRWG, it was before we had Intermezzo, I did a quiz about Annie Oakley and on the anniversary of her birth. And I didn't divulge the gender. I just kept saying a famous sharpshooter, a famous sharpshooter. So, of course, everybody guessed all these men. It took a long time before I finally got somebody to figure out it was Annie Oakley. But anyway, go ahead and tell us a little bit about your role and the plot. And then, Jessica, you'll come in and talk about Annie.
Frank Butler is he's basically the champion sharpshooter of the world. I mean, in his mind, that's what he is, and he's in this show that travels around all over the country, and he does this shooting show, and
the Buffalo Bill show,
Wild
West show, right?
And in every town he goes to, he puts up $100, and he challenges their local guy to a shooting match. To sort of raise awareness of their show, you know. And so here they are in Las Cruces putting on a show, and they go to the local innkeeper and say, hey, why don't you get your best guy and you bring him right here, and I'll put up $100 to outshoot, and I'll outshoot him. So they don't really have a best guy in Las Cruces, supposedly. So they end up finding Annie Oakley, and Annie Oakley shows up and just kind of turns his whole world on end, because before he met Annie Oakley, he was the best. And now here she's showing him up and making him look bad. His manager of the show convinces him to ask her to join the show, and so they join up and travel together, and they start their own show together. And through that, they end up falling in love, but a lot of difficulty along the way because they both have huge egos, which they have to eventually put aside. So
yes, anything you can do, I can do better. I recall is one of the tunes in the show.
Well, and the funny thing about that song is that it comes at the end. It's the last song in the show. They fight tooth and nail to the very end until finally true love rules. Blah blah, love love love. But up until then,
it's an amazing song.
Yeah, and it's such a wonderful show. We just spent 3 hours this morning, just the three of us, working on scene work, which is a wonderful treat because my dad is so in tune with the theatrical side, and Mark and I have a good rapport, and we're hard workers. And just working on the scene work and the minutiae of the relationship is really what's fun to me about the process, is this rehearsal time and learning and growing together. But the relationship is really at the core of all of the spectacle that is this show. It's a wonderful theatrical night. There's a lot going on. There's numbers, there's dancing, there's knife throwing, there's guns, there was going to be some horses, you know. So there's lots going on. But at the center of this wonderful story is this romance, which was true. I mean, these are two real people, and their romance was very beautiful, and they remained married until Annie's death, and 18 days later Frank died because he essentially stopped eating and starved to death.
No kidding. I never heard that story. Yeah. Did you do a lot of research about the actual Annie Oakley and Frank?
Not
Mother?
A ton, yeah.
It's very loosely based on the actual people, the actual right. Frank and Annie. So, you know, I did a lot of research. I did a lot of reading about the actual people. And then I had to kind of like put it away and just concentrate on this show.
Right.
Because this show is, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, this show is fun.
Right.
It's so
the true stories of their
different lives
are fairly depressing, as life tends to be.
Yeah.
But in Annie's youth, she was abused by her father. She was sent to an orphanage, and then she kind of was treated as a laborer for another family that she was sent to, and was never really loved by anybody. And then so when she used shooting as her way to survive and then to support her family, and she ended up really supporting her mother when she finally got sent back to her real mom. She ended up supporting that family with her shooting abilities. So it was really kind of her savior. I think her gift with the gun was what saved her, not only as a child, but then she met Frank, and it really it changed her life. And so at the beginning, she has a rather sad life, and then throughout her lifetime she was very much into women's lib and a suffragette and all of this stuff, and helped her community. And when she died, she was penniless. Well, she wasn't penniless, but she chose to give her money away philanthropically. And so when she passed away, she gave all of her money to her family, her children, and to organizations that she believed in. So that long paragraph I just said really informed the way I play her, even though she's very funny and, oh, I come from the backwoods. I don't want to make her a caricature. And she wasn't loved until she met Frank. And she wasn't just someone that had a talent. Her talent for shooting was really her life. And so for me, that brings a lot of depth to her and to the story.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And so that's not really part of the musical. That's the real Annie.
That's the real Annie.
So how do you bring that knowledge into the role?
I find that oftentimes musicals can become cliche and caricatures of these people's lives, and the more honest you are, the more interesting it is. And so for me, I take the information that I've been given by Berlin and the writers and say their words, but say them as a human, say them as a real person, and just say them honestly. And that's a lot of the work we did today, was just very honest and real, and we're talking to each other and we're friends, like we're real humans having real conversations and not apologizing for our flaws. And so on the surface, the play seems very simple, but it's not. It's very, very complex relationship that particularly artists can relate to, because Annie and Frank are performers, and they have egos, and they are narcissistic by nature, because that's how artists are. And so they have to try and corral those things into a love affair. And it's very complex.
I'm speaking with Jessica Medoff and Mark Medoff and Mark Womack, who are all involved with next week's performance of Annie Get Your Gun. It's at the Atkinson Recital Hall, and performances are Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
That's correct.
January 17th, 18th, 19th. So we're talking about Annie Get Your Gun and this very interesting love affair between her and Frank Butler. And of course, it's a show within a show. You have
right.
sort of the theater show within a show. So let's go back to Mark Medoff and just tell us a little bit more about this production. We've got Lonnie Klein conducting the orchestra in the pit.
Bob Diven designed the set, and Bob is somebody who takes lingo. I talk to him in English, and then he turns my language into habitats. And when we started talking about this show, I said, I see this wagon. And then he took it from there. So the set is very interesting. And it does tricks. The whole concept is that Buffalo Bill is going to tell us the story of Annie and Frank as he remembers it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you're right. It's a play within a play. And we start from the present moment and purposely have a few anachronistic things in it. There's a call for a photo at one time, so I have Brandon Brown, who plays Frank's manager, do it with a cell phone. And sometimes he's got a Starbucks coffee cup. And we have a few other things that are obviously modern. I wanted to make everything in the play artificial in the sense that I wanted all the props to be interesting and artistic. So I got some help from some local artists who painted 5 rifles, 4 handguns, and 4 tomahawks for us. Hmm. And they are absolutely gorgeous.
Wow, wonderful. That's a nice special extra
yeah.
treat to
yeah.
have.
And we have a lot of interesting, strange props in the show.
Okay, interesting, strange props. Looking forward to seeing those.
I'm trying to think of what those are.
So what are? So we've only got about 3 minutes left. So tell some of your favorite numbers in this.
Oh my gosh, they go on and
on. Virtually everything, starting with this.
Yeah.
No business like show
yeah.
business.
Yeah,
one of the most favorite songs is just right at the very top.
Yeah,
draws you in immediately.
Yeah, we were listing the songs for a friend yesterday, and
Falling in Love is Wonderful.
They say Falling in Love is Wonderful. You can't get a man with a gun. There's no business like show business. Got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Defenses are down.
My defenses are down.
Defenses are down.
Doing what comes naturally.
Anything you can do. Every single song is a hit song.
And the thing that's
song.
So wonderful about this show as compared to last year when we did Carousel is that, I mean, Carousel was lovely, and it was a very, very different emotional context, and that show is very serious. But this is, I mean, I don't want to toot our own horn, but there's a lot going on stage, and the music is great, and the dancing is great, and Dr. Deborah Knapp has done a fabulous job with the choreography, and Diane Schutz has done an amazing job with the ensemble, and it's kind of like a real-life show. Dancing, and lights, and set, and singing, and mics, and costumes, and can-can girls, and I feel like it's maybe going to be a little bit of real-life Broadway in Las Cruces, so I'm very honored to be a part of this. It's a big show, and it's going to be, I think, a crowd pleaser mm-hmm. for everybody, for kids, for adults, you name it.
Deborah Knapp's another one of those people where I can talk English and she translates it into emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, "What about? Could we have a little?" Hun, 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 and then the next thing I know, she's up there, showing 10, 15, 20, 30 people how to move. Mm-hmm. to this particular music.
And community members, they're always, as last year, just such a joy to work with. Everybody really comes with their A game, ready to pay attention and concentrate. You go to work all day long, and you work at NASA, and then you drive into town, and now you're a cowboy in the chorus of Annie Get Your Gun. It's just, everybody gives their all, and it's a really, really comfortable, pleasurable, and fulfilling work environment.
The, the joy of theater is that it is a team sport. It's a collaboration.
Well, and it's wonderful. This community has some really fantastic
yeah.
talent. And
yep.
all
really
of you who are sitting here and many, many others, the ones that you've named. Annie Get Your Gun next Friday, January 17th, Saturday, January 18th, Sunday, January 19th, 7:30?
I think it's 7:30, 7:30, 3 o'clock.
I think it is, too. And we'll keep announcing.
We think you should check the website.
We will double check. I apologize. Usually I have the program right in front of me, and I don't.
You think we would know. We just show up at 6 and get ready to go.
Jessica Madoff, Mark Womack, and Mark Madoff, thanks so much for joining me today on Intermezzo.
Thanks.
Thank you.